What you just heard there was Mitski with Should Have Been Me. That album was a real change of pace for Mitski, but I really liked it a lot, actually. It's one of my favorite Mitski albums, I think. But everything she's put out has been super good, so it's hard to really pick a favorite. But that was one of my favorite songs off that album. Should Have Been Me, Laurel Hill, check it out. Great album.
Coming up next, we've got a song from Bikini Kill, a very famous punk rock band from Washington. It's an all-female punk rock band, and this is their biggest song, Rebel Girl. I'm sure you've heard it before, but great tune, great
classic
track. Yeah. I'm not always the biggest fan of punk, but yeah. I was introduced by a friend, so this one's for
yeah,
them.
Fair enough. This one's for them.
Yeah, enjoy.
All right, check it out.
That was Bikini Kill with Rebel Girl.
Great song. Great punk track.
Yeah, super upbeat. Hope that got you excited this Sunday afternoon.
Speaking of excited, we're slowing it down a lot. We got a next track is Phoebe Bridgers with my favorite Phoebe Bridgers song off her 2019 album. I believe it's 2019, Punisher, Savior Complex. This is a great song, but definitely change of mood. So check it out.
Start a big fire in a
What you just heard there was Phoebe Bridgers with Savior Complex, one of my favorite Phoebe Bridgers songs. Hurts so good. Just hurts so good.
Yeah, great, great song and a fantastic album from her. That's 2020, right?
Punisher? Yeah, that was 2020, yeah.
Yeah, no, great album. Listen to that a lot.
Check out Lucy Dacus and all the affiliated acts she's with, and Boy Genius and all them too.
Yeah, just a stellar album. Like one of the best of 2020, I think, for sure.
Yeah, the more I listen to it, the more I'm like, wow, this is like really solid. It's just so good.
Oh, for sure. So moving on, we've got a Canadian next. This is Charlotte Day Wilson. She's, I guess I'd describe her as a bit of like soul R&B as well. She's from Toronto. She's really great. I just found out about her recently. We got a song here from a 2017 single. It's called Work.
Nice.
And I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. That was Charlotte Day Wilson with her 2017 single Work. She's a Canadian. She's great. Does a lot of R&B, and she had an album from 2021, which is up for a lot of awards at the Junos. So definitely awesome. Check it out.
Like, yeah, you said you collaborated with Sid, and I think you said Daniel
Sid
Caesar
the Kid
there too.
Yeah, yeah. She's collaborated with a lot of other Toronto artists,
right.
As well as just Canadians in general, like yeah. Kaytranada, Bad Bad Not Good, who I really like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good.
And Daniel Caesar, like you mentioned. Yeah. So definitely give
her
a look.
I recognize her from. I
yeah.
Think.
No, she's really good. Her voice is fantastic.
I like that. It's a good song.
Yeah. Next up, we got another Canadian. This is Jessie Reyes, who also has, I mean, one of the most unique voices.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
No, I really like how her voice sounds. She's Colombian/Canadian, so she's kind of weaves in some Colombian influence into her music too, which is pretty cool. She's also super unapologetic with her lyrics. She talks on like harsh issues. The song I chose is called "Fuck It." So
nice. we on a Sunday, Sam.
Yeah, I know, nonetheless. So yeah, I guess that gives you a sense of kind of her style. But yeah, this is from her 2017 breakout EP called Kiddo. And yeah, song's called Fuck It, Jessie All Reyes.
Right. Awesome.
Hi, song is high rolling. You hear the car speeding and you hear it skid. And then you hear a crash, and there's flames and shit. And you hear him say, "What the fuck?" And then you hear footsteps, put the keys down, and the filter comes over the beat, and it swells. I crashed your Corvette, I heard you bitchin'. Are you done yet? I didn't mean to, I wasn't drinking. But I talked to your ex that said that you've been affectionate. Fuck it. You're lucky I didn't roll it. You're lucky I didn't blow your brains out. Fuck it. Remember back when I told you that I'm a loca colombiana. Fuck it. Roses and whiskey. I bet that you'll miss me, no doubt. Fuck it. You're lucky I didn't roll it. You're lucky I didn't blow your brains out. Off with your head. All in my daydreams, I was seeing red. But I showed you mercy, I crashed your Corvette. But I think it was fair. Player, this is your cross to bear. Fuck it. You're lucky I didn't roll it. You're lucky I didn't blow your brains out. Fuck it. Remember back when I told you that I'm a loca colombiana. Fuck it. Roses and whiskey, I bet that you'll miss me, no doubt. Fuck it. You're lucky I didn't roll it. You're lucky I didn't blow your brains out.
That was Jessie Reyes with Fuck It off her 2017 EP, Kiddo.
Yeah, she's got a great voice. We're doing some research on Jessie Reyes right now. And she's a pretty prolific songwriter behind the scenes. She wrote the song One Kiss, which is by Dua Lipa, which is a really big hit.
That was a big summer song, and I can't remember what year that would have been.
Must have been 2018?
Yeah, 2018.
2018, right? That was a couple years ago now.
Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa song.
No,
I remember listening
song.
To that a lot that summer.
Yeah, that was a big song.
Yeah, she has a lot of kind of producing and songwriting behind the scenes. She actually only has one studio album right now, so mostly just some EPs from her. Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Up next, we got one of the most groundbreaking artists for women music, which is from Carole King, for album Tapestry. It's a classic album. This is So Far Away, which is one of my favorite songs on this album. So check it out.
so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and you're so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you, but you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah. Nothing else to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away.
What you just heard there was So Far Away by Carole King off her classic album Tapestry. It's a fun story with that album, actually, is that Joni Mitchell and Carole King were both recording their big albums. Joni Mitchell was recording Blue, and Carole King was recording Tapestry in the same studio lot. And Joni Mitchell, as the story goes, had this really big, this really grand red piano in her studio lot that everyone was really jealous of, and Carole King wanted to play on that piano. So one day, when Joni Mitchell went for lunch for a bunch of hours, she quickly moved all her band members into this little studio so she could get that red piano, and she laid down one of the big songs on the album, which was I Feel the Earth Move. I thought it was a really cool story. She just like stole that piano from Joni Mitchell for those 3 hours and made one of the big songs.
Yeah, and such a classic song.
Such a classic
too,
song, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, super interesting. I mean, the piano for Carole King is just like her instrument, right? Like,
absolutely, yeah.
It definitely makes those songs, so... I mean, she knew it was worth it.
Exactly.
And it definitely
was.
Yeah,
cool,
it paid
off. That's a fun little story. But
I'd be interested to know how Joni Mitchell felt when she came back.
Yeah,
I wonder how that went. Yeah,
I know. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, no,
but,
great story.
Up next, we got one of the great female artists of the last bunch of years, Fiona Apple with off her latest album, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. This is I Want You to Love Me. Check it out. Mm-hmm.
the track has led me here. And next year it'll be clear this was only leading me to that. And by that time I hope that you
just love Fiona Apple's voice. Just so, so emotive. I really just feel every word she's saying. Just roll. Ah, so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I don't know much about her. That was one you
Fair
picked.
Enough,
so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely recommend a lot of her albums. They're all really good, to be honest. This was all her newest album.
What I'm looking at here, too, it looks like she's had a really long career.
Yeah, she's been around since like the 90s, I think.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And still making great albums, sounds like. So.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Very prolific.
Yeah, lots of work to go through. Nothing to run out of. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to CKMS 102.7.
Radio Waterloo.
Radio Wham.
Radio Wham with Will and Sam. I'm Will.
Hope you're loving your Sunday afternoon. I'm Sam.
All right.
Yeah. Next up, we got a song from the Miss Lauryn Hill. This is from her breakout album, The Miseducation
her
of Lauryn Hill. Yeah, her only album, really. This is a very important album. I love this
Absolutely.
Album. Definitely on my list of top 10. It's really important because for a lot of hip-hop's life, this is a 1998 album, there just weren't many female voices.
That's true.
And no female voices really got the spotlight or got the attention they deserved, whether they were warranted, you know? Like, it's just a lot of gatekeeping, and it was very masculine heavy. And Lauryn Hill, through the work with the Fugees, and then, of course, with her solo album, this one, really tore that apart.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways, and opened up a lot of doors for women in hip hop, which was awesome. This is probably the most acclaimed album of 1998, which is just such a big deal because
Absolutely,
one, it's hip hop, which didn't get a lot of airtime back then, even though its popularity, and also she's a woman. So
yeah.
Yeah. Pretty awesome album. She wrote this in a tumultuous part of her life as well. It's super emotive, and she just does a fantastic job. It's stellar. It's wall-to-wall emotion.
It really paints a picture of the person and the time.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. So the song I've chosen here is called X Factor, and I hope you enjoy it.
Said you die for me, give to me, why won't you live for me, care for me, you said you care.
Timeless Music from Lauryn Hill. That was, she just heard there was X Factor by Miss Lauryn Hill. No one's quite combined R&B and hip hop the same way as Lauryn Hill has. And it was one of the best albums of the 90s, absolutely. And it was, that just makes it one of the best albums of all time, if we're being real. But the whole album's worth checking out. If you never listened to Lauryn Hill, I don't know what to say. You just got to listen to Lauryn Hill. It's timeless. It's fantastic. It's real good. It hits the soul right, you know. Up next, we got another really famous R&B singer from the 90s as well. This is Erykah Badu with, I think this is her debut album, Baduism. This is one of her big hits off that album, On and On. So check it out. What you just heard there was On and On by Erykah Badu, really one of the great soul singers of the soul and R&B singers of the 90s. A great album as well. Love Erykah Badu.
Yeah, and that's her debut album.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a singer from the UK. Her name is Celeste. She's pretty new, actually. just releasing her first album in 2021, I believe. Before that, she would have had some earlier work, but no studio albums, and just an incredible voice. It reminds me a lot of Adele, but...
I agree.
Yeah, she's got a similar kind of timbre to Adele, but just all around a great singer in her own right, and up-and-coming artist as well, so definitely keep an eye on her.
Keep an eye on Celeste. This is Stop the Flame. Stop This Flame.
Stop This Flame, yeah.
But I keep on going. Tell me to stop, but I keep on going. Tell me to stop, but I keep on going. Keep on, keep on, keep on. You'll never stop this day. Did I move too far? It's all too much. I think I must be mad to give you everything I had, everything I had, everything, everything, but it still went bad. Tell me to stop, but I keep on going. Tell me to stop, but I keep on going. Tell me to stop, but I keep on going. Keep on, keep on, keep on. You'll never stop this day.
That was Celeste with Stop This Flame off her 2021 debut studio album, Not Your Muse.
That's a great track. I really do hear the Adele influence on that one.
Yeah. Her voice just reminds me a lot of Adele, even though the music or like the backing track and stuff like that seems a lot different than the type of music Adele typically makes. But her voice just...
It's just a voice, yeah. It's like a poppier, more like lively Adele.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, I don't know why their voices seem so similar.
Yeah.
But the first time
the
I
UK.
Heard Celeste.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the UK.
Maybe.
I'm familiar with her song, Some Goodbyes Come With Hellos. That one's a little bit more slow paced, but that's another really good track from Celeste.
Yeah, I really loved this album. Like, it's just all the songs
I've
are really
the whole
great.
Thing, I think.
Yeah. It's quite long, too. It's an hour, 20 minutes. So it's got lots of tracks on it, but it's all captivating.
I think this might be our last track coming up here.
Yeah, potentially. We got a song
keep an
from
eye on
Sarah
the time
Harmer.
Here, but this is a song from Sarah Harmer, Canadian folk bluegrass singer. This is called Going Out off her 2005 album, I'm a Mountain.
Yeah.
So,
When the days close on the memories that you've acquired, and your body cannot hold your soul inspired, you are here. Everybody has come home. There's a bed made up upstairs if you get tired. All the heaviness around you will get light. Nothing but pure love, left with all you are made of. Can I stay around a while? Is that all right?
Heard there was Going Out by Sarah Harmer off her 2005 album, I'm a Mountain. Great track. Love that album.
Thanks for joining us today. Hope you enjoyed Wadio Wham with Will and Sam.
Yeah, great yeah. Sunday. This was Girls Rule, Boys Drool.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see you next weekend.
All right.
Have a great week, everybody.
Week, everybody.